Hi, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. This week we're talking about God's amazing grace, grace that reaches you and me. On Monday we read in Ephesians chapter 2 about our sad condition without God's grace, and the marvelous transformation of our lives that came through God's grace. On Tuesday we looked at Acts chapter 2, and how 3,000 people accepted God's free gift of grace by believing, repenting, and being baptized. Today we're going to look at what God's grace did to turn around the life of a man who persecuted Christians. This man's story begins with him fighting against Christ and Christians. His mind and heart are filled with threats and murder against Christians. What's his name? Paul, also called Saul. Paul describes his life changed this way, in 1 Timothy 1:12-16. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly, in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Paul was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent of Christ, the foremost of sinners. But what happened? The grace of our Lord overflowed for him. Christ came to save him. God's grace turned Paul's life story around. The book of Acts recounts Paul's conversion story several times, so we won't read all of every account, but we'll summarize the highlights by combining the accounts in Acts chapters 9, 22, and 26. Paul, the persecutor of Christians, is traveling from Jerusalem to Damascus to find and arrest as many Christians as he can. On that road to Damascus, Paul, also called Saul, suddenly sees a light from heaven shining around him. He hears a heavenly voice asking, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he responds, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice replies, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." And Paul was struck with sudden blindness. So Paul, now suddenly convicted that Jesus truly is Lord, obeys, and is led into Damascus, where he stays for 3 days, blind, and not eating or drinking. In Acts 9 verse 11, we see that Paul is praying to God during this time, waiting to be told what he must do. The Lord sends a preacher named Ananias to Paul. And just like Peter told the Jews at Pentecost what to do to be saved, Ananias will tell Paul what to do to be saved. Ananias lays his hands on Paul, Paul's sight is restored, Paul is baptized, then he takes food and is strengthened after he's baptized. We learn in Acts 22:16 that Ananias instructs Paul to rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Isn't it remarkable how similar Paul's conversion story is to the people on the day of Pentecost? Both are convicted of their sin, they have a change of heart, they are told what to do, and in both cases, they are told to be baptized. Peter tells the Jews to be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins, and Ananias tells Paul to be baptized and wash away his sins. Baptism is a must-do. As Jeff May pointed out recently, notice that Paul is praying to God before he meets Ananias, but believing and praying doesn't wash away his sins, because Ananias tells Paul to be baptized and wash away his sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Was saying a prayer all Paul needed to do to call on the name of the Lord and be saved? No, he needed to be baptized. And God's grace turned Paul, the persecutor of Christians, into Paul the Apostle of Christ. Just like Paul, God's grace reaches you and me. We must be ready to obey that call.